taking chapter 2?
First canto.
Achha, first canto. Huh?
Chapter 2.
Sloka number?
12. Tassaratadhana.
1 minute.
This is Mahatma Ji. Eta Mahatma Ji.
Just a minute. I think this will be.
And Baro, next. Tassaratadhana. Baro number. Tassaratadhana.
No, this is today's.
Aage kar gaya ko to chap canto 2 aise
Premal ji is saying he will be here by 10ish, so I've told him we are only 3 and we are just doing a review.
This is all prathama kandha, chapter two. Just a minute, huh? Prathama kanda adhyay.
Prathama skanda. Chapter 2, baro, tata sratta nama nivaira.
Sahano bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahe tejasvinavadhi tamastu mavid vishavahe om shanti 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 guru brahma guru vishnu guru devo maheshwarah Gururev param brahma tasmai shri gurave namaha samasta jana kalyane niratam karunamayam namami chinmayam devam sadgurum brahma vidvaram
satchitananda
rupaya vishvotpatyadi hetave Tapatraya Vinashaya Sri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha.
How to do bhakti? What is the starting point? That is very clearly stated in Bhagavad. It is in Canto 1, Chapter 2, starting from verse number 12 onward.
Tatsraddhadhanamunayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pasyattatmani chatmanam bhaktya shrutagrihitaya.
Tatsraddhadhanamunayo, this muni, who is a muni? Mananasila muni, one who reflects. Whatever you have heard, if you start reflecting on that, you are also muni. Mananasila muni. So what muni does? Sraddhadhanamunayo, they have got the sraddha. Shraddha in what? Shraddha in Guru, Scripture, and Lord. You have to remember 3. So Shraddha in Guru, Shraddha in Shastra, and Shraddha in Ishwar. Shraddha dana munyo, jnana vairagya yuktaya. Jnan, which knowledge? Knowledge of self. Vairagya, dispassion from world. In BMI chart, which part is
everything below
Vasana is Sansar. Vasana, then BMI, PFT, and OET. All three are Anatma and they relate to Sansar. Vairagya. So Vairagya from sansar. Jnana Vairagya Yukta. You have to be Yukta, united with that. These qualifications are required. Jnana Vairagya Yukta. Pasyanti Atmani Chatmanam. Pasyanti, they see Atma. Where? In their own self. They don't have to go and find out Atma outside. Pasyanti Atmana in themselves. Bhakta Shruta Grihitaya. And this is stated in our scripture also. As per the scripture, they are doing this thing and they are getting it. So what is the starting point? Starting point is that we have to see within, reflect, and after reflect, you have to have dispassionate toward the sansar, and you must have some knowledge. What knowledge? Where is that Atman? Atman is inside. For the time it is inside, it is everywhere. But first we have to see inside.
अतः पुंभिर्दिजश्रेष्ठा वर्णाश्रम विभागशः स्वनुस्तिष्टस्य धर्मस्य संसिद्धिर् हरितोषणम्.
अतः therefore what is to be done? It is said पुंभिर्दिजश्रेष्ठा. पुंभिर्दिजश्रेष्ठा means who is this पुंभिर्दिजश्रेष्ठा? Saunak Rishi, who was doing the karma kand. Sudh ji is explaining to Saunak. Who is Saunak? Saunak is doing that yajna ritual, karma kand rituals continuously is doing. That is to be continued for 1,000 years. So he is doing that. He wanted to listen to Bhagavad Katha. He requested Sudh ji, you know this Bhagavad Katha, you tell me. So now Sudh ji is addressing, O Saunak Rishi, Varna Ashram Vibhagasa Swa Unishtitasya. You should do your karma according to your Varna and Ashram. Varna Ashram Vibhag. Vibhag according to the division. So we have got Varna and we have got Ashram. Two factors are there. What is Varna? So
yes.
Brahman, Kshatriya, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. These are four Varna. And how is this determined by the Lord?
According
is it by birth? No.
By
it's not by birth. It is by
gunas.
Guna. So Brahman has got Satya Guna. And the Sudra has got Tamoguna maximum. And there is a division. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. So they should do their work according to those gunas. So what the Brahman should do? Patan patan, teaching. Kshatriya is the protector, administrator. So always you, whenever you anybody says Brahman, always think Brahman means this. Thinking, think tank. This is Brahman. The moment some say Kshatriya, Kshatriya means the protector, administrator. And Vaishya, Vaishya is the trader. So trader is the stomach part. Takes all the food, then again distributes, and whatever profit extra is there, it accumulates there. So that is Vaishya. And who is the Sudra? Two feet are the Sudra. They serve the whole body. So each person or each part should do their work. And we need this Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra in family also, in country also, in company also. You will find this division everywhere. According to their guna, they will function. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. And what is the ashram? Ashrama?
Brahmacharya.
Grihastha. So, Brahman has got four ashrams. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sanyas. Similarly, Kshatriya also have got these four. All four. So, according to your varna, according to your ashram, swa unishthitasya, you should do your karma. But don't try to do a karma which is not according to your vasana. Because we have to exhaust our vasana. Swadharma nidhanam shreya. Swadharma, what is my dharma? My vasana, I have to exhaust my vasana. So my vasana may be Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. It can be different type of vasana. So I have to exhaust my vasana. And Lord says, Swadharma nidhanam shreya. It is better you die in your swadharma. Arjuna's swadharma was to fight. But he wanted to take the dharma of Brahman, Bhiksha. I will run away from this place. I will beg, but I will not fight. So he was ready to leave his swadharma and take paradharma. So whenever the problem comes, we also do the same thing. We leave our swadharma, we take some other paradharma. Immediately we take some paradharma. So here it is said that you should do swa-unishtitsa dharmasya sansiddhir haritosanam. Sansiddhi for purification of mind. You should do your swadharma for the purification of mind. If I do my dharma is to exhaust my vasana. If I do according to that, what will happen? My mind will purify. How? The vasana will start
reducing.
How do we know, how can we determine what is Aswadharma? Meaning how to get clarity on that?
Your inner conscience will tell you that you want to be a doctor, you want to be an engineer, that the vasana will come. You see, whenever you go to the mall also, na, your vasana, you see, vasana we have got, but the vasana don't disturb us. We have got 100,000 vasanas, but they will not disturb you. They don't erupt all at a time, never. But when you go to the mall, then you will like pink, I will like blue things, somebody will like green, your three friends will like three type of things, because vasanas are different. You all three ladies enter into the sari shop. Now tell me, you all will buy the same color? No. Same design? No.
Agati, that's very tangible, but in the intangible, like in a career, children, how can they determine?
They can determine. Even when they are playing, you can determine. Somebody is good in artwork, somebody is good in music. Born talent is there. Somebody likes science, somebody likes commerce, somebody likes playing with the car, somebody likes with playing with the aeroplanes. Slowly.
With vasana.
Vasanas are there, likes and dislikes.
Coming from last to life.
What is vasana?
They get confused.
No. I'm a very simple thing. Vasana means what? Likes and dislikes.
Right.
In simple term, it is likes and dislikes. And each person's likes and dislikes are different.
But sometimes the likes are contradictory.
Your own likes in one person? How?
For example, yesterday my daughter was telling me she's into art and design. But that forces her to work alone by herself. But she wants to be with people. So she wants to do her art, she wants to do, you know, work in her studio, but then she's alone and she wants to be with people. So that's contradictory.
That's contradictory. But in the painting and artwork, you have to work alone. There is no way.
Yeah, but then another part of her is so people oriented. She needs to be with people.
Then in that case, she has to balance it. Both are needed. She has to balance. So it's the likes and dislikes. According to my likes and dislikes, what I will do? I will go on doing the things which I like. And the things which I don't like, I always repel it. I don't want it. Repulse it. Then another word is said here, haritosanam. How it is going to be sansiddhi, how it is going to purify. The word is haritosanam. It is for the satisfaction of Hari. This part is missing in our life. We all are doing actions according to our likes and dislikes, but it is not for the satisfaction of the Lord. This factor is missing. We have to get this factor. Is it for the happiness of the Lord?
Hmm.
Any action, action means kaya, vacha, mansa, by body or by mind or by speech you are doing action. So all those actions, whether it is for the happiness of the Lord or not, you have to find out. Why didn't you come to satsang? Next day if I ask the question, so different people will give me different explanations. But if you call today and ask, they will give you some. Your own friend will give you right. This is the reason. But if I ask, some other reason will come. So it is not Haritosanam, na? Will the Lord be happy? No. So if I start thinking that all my actions would be for the happiness of the Lord, then tell me, will you be able to do any prohibited action? Nisiddha karma, jhoot bolna, to cheat other, to get angry with others. Because sab, it will be, everything will be taken care of. Haritosanam. Well, that's all. Acha. Whole Srishti is doing action. And they are all doing karma yoga. They are not asking anything from you in return. They are not accumulating anything for themselves. Trees are giving you fruit. He never keeps one fruit for myself, I will keep it, no. Rivers are giving you water. You are getting oxygen. We are getting sun and light. But they never sent us any bill. Haritosanam, because the Lord wants that way. Because their duty is this. Sun can give you light. Water can give you rust. Fruits can give you the food. But they don't keep for them. But what we do? Do we follow that law?
Again, question. For example, I have to call insurance companies. How, in my mind, how will that be for the happiness of the Lord?
Am I doing correct thing?
Meaning doing it honestly.
Honesty.
And with respect.
With respect, yeah. And then the Lord will be happy or not, in the sense of what am I doing is, you see, one thing we have to know very clearly, Jagat Ishati Yukta Sevram, the whole world is Lord Himself in different form. So when you are interacting with anybody, even in your own family member, your friend circle or relative, always you have, should be in the back of the mind that I am interacting with the Lord.
I am serving Lord.
So that attitude, way if you serve.
Attitude behind your action.
It will change. Automatically it will change. You don't have to do anything. You will change.
That's when sometimes your hidden vasanas comes up. Like if you have some tendency, you know. So when you are interacting, you know that you are serving to the Lord. But then sometimes that expectation comes, or sometimes that hidden vasana comes, that disturbs you. So how do you transform that?
You see, the hidden vasanas, we all have got the vasana and we have to exhaust it. And there is a scientific way to exhaust it. 100% you can get the result. So foolproof. So we can get it there by karma yoga. There is no other way out. There is no other way out in the world. And karma yoga is given only in Hindu scriptures, in Bhagavad Gita. In other religion, you will not find this thing. And it is scientific. It will take care of your vasanas. Your vasanas will come into the way, but expectation will be there. You see, when we are doing anything, we first plan. Even a company, they want the whole year, the target should be, the sales should be so much, the profit should be so much, and this and that. We also plan. Do the planning part. Whatever you want, you do it. But after planning, then when you are acting, don't start thinking about the fruit of action, whether I will get this thing or not. You have to give now 100% of your mind. in the exam, on the job. Then you will get 100%. If you start thinking about the fruit of action while doing it, then some part of your brain is not thinking about the job. It's thinking about the fruits. So will you be able to get 100% efficiency? No. You are not putting in 100% of mind. How can you get 100% efficiency back? You will not get it. Then this is the vyavaharik part, empirical part. But we have to balance our life. Many times we have seen, even in the Bhajagopindam we have seen, Shankaracharya always says, earn money. Earning money is not criticized. Earn money as much as you require. In Bhagavat it will come. I was supposed to take that part today. Word, everything is available, but you utilize only that much what you need, that's all. Don't try to grab and accumulate more and more and more, then what will happen? Everything is in abundance available, but you have to reach the goal. You have started accumulating here and there and now you are engrossed here. You have forgotten your goal. And the time is passing, gone.
But they don't act like the Lord.
No. You see, Amma, in Vyavahar it will be there. In Vyavahar it will be there. In Bhagavad Gita also it is said, you will find in the sansar, in the jagat, in the world, you will find the people are not doing karma yoga. 99.9% people are not doing karma yoga. Even if 0.1% is doing, it is said, you don't disturb others, don't force others, let them do what they are doing. A time will come when they will be able to distinguish between you and themselves. Mm. This person is without doing so much, is happy, always laughing. He's always happy. And we are earning so much of money, we are still unhappy. Then he will ask you, will come. What are you doing? How are you doing? You also guide me. You are my guru. Now you tell me. Then you can tell me, yes, I have balanced my life. Paidly, I am working only 8 hours a day. Rest of the time I am giving for my family or for my sadhana or for my spiritual thing. First thing you ask yourself, have you balanced your life? Mata, we have not balanced our life. What is balancing of life? Out of 10 hours or 16 hours you are awake. What are we doing?
Wasting time.
Interacting with the world only. Are we thinking about the Lord? No. That is why it was again and again said, avichara krito bandha vicharena nivartate. Only thing is that we are not thinking rightly. Avichar, we are not doing vichar properly. Because we are not doing vichar, that is why we are in bandhan, in bondage. Vicharena nivartate, the moment you start thinking, it is gone, it's not there. Haritosanam. The important factor is the haritosanam. Same thing Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita also. Maik sarvani karmani sannyasya adhyatma chetasa nirasi nirmamo bhutva yuddhasya vigatjvara. O Arjun, what you should do? Acha, when Lord said this thing to Arjun? It is in the chapter 3 in Karma Yoga. And the Karma Yoga comes after Lord has given the whole jnana. In chapter 2, he has given the whole jnana. Jnana is not big. It's starting from verse number 11 and it ends by 38. He covers all 3-4 factors that, Arjun, you should not grieve. From Atma level, from Jeev level, from your Chhatra Dharma level, or from the worldly level also. You must fight. You should not grieve. But Arjun could not get that jnana at that time. Why? Because mind was impure. What was the impurity of mind? Vasana was there. What vasana was there? I am the Kshatriya, Shrestha Dhanurdhara. That vasana was there. I have to fight. And he has got the field. and wanted to run away now. Now to purify that vasana, that kshatriya dharma, he has to fight, and Lord made him to fight and gave him the knowledge. This way you have to fight. But that doesn't mean you should start go and fighting in the family. No. Fighting means exhausting your vasana.
That was his dharma.
According to my dharma, my swadharma, exhausting. So mai sarvani karmani, mai sarvani karmani. Sarvani, 100%, not that, oh Lord, I have done your puja in the morning, balance all the actions are worldly. No. Mai sarvani karvani, 100% karma, mai sarvani karma. Adhyatma chetasa, Shankaracharya adhyatma chetasa, he says, this is to be done as if you are my servant. And a servant does whatever he is asked to do. It is always for the happiness of the employer. Whether you like it or you don't like it, if you are employed, what do you do in the office? Whatever boss says, chalo karte hain, I don't like it, but still you do it. Adhyatma chetsa, for the happiness of the Lord. Nirasi, without expecting a specific fruit of action, karma phal. Nirasi, nirmamo, nirmamo. Nirasi indicates the future. The fruit of action will come in the future, nirasi. Nirmama, nirmama means the whatever fruit of action I have got in the past, I am attached to it. Nirmama, don't expect anything. That doesn't mean that you will not plan. Plan. Then you execute 100% of your plan. But while executing nirasi, don't think of that fruit of action at that time. Nirasi, nirmamo. And at that time, don't even think about the past. I have did this thing this much and I got so much result. No, nirmamo. Nirasi, nirmamo, bhutva. Yudhasva, bigat jvara. Yudhasva, you do your duty. Bigat jvara, bigat jvara. He says that in the present, don't get excited. Without excitement, bigat jvara. And batao, we have learning this thing. Shravan is happening. It is recorded here. Memory mein hai. Are we applying it? Unless you apply, you will not get result. Unless you apply it in your life, you will not get result. Hari tosanam hota hai ki nahi? Same thing. And Bhagavata also is the saying the same thing. According to your varna and ashram, you do your dharma for sansuddhi, for the purification of mind. How? Haritosanam.
Karma yoga.
Haritosanam. For the satisfaction, for the happiness of the Lord. And in karma yoga, Lord has said the same thing.
You can use it.
So first is the purification of mind is needed. Why purification of mind is needed? It's all science. I have repeated many times. Why we need purification of mind?
So you get the knowledge.
So that knowledge happens. Or there is another thing will come. The moment the mind gets purified, a jigyasa, an inquiry will come into your mind. I want to know something about self. That will start coming slowly, slowly, slowly. And what are the impurities of mind? Six ripu. Ripu means? Yes. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsya. Who is the ringleader? Kaam is the ringleader. So we have to tackle one enemy. Kaam, that is vasana, that is our desires. Mai sarvani sanyasya adhyatma chetasa. Mai sarvani, that doesn't mean they renounce that kal se khana pina band. No. Not that way. You have to maintain the body. But take only that much which you need to grow in your spiritual sadhana. Now you see your past life, whole past, whatever you have spent the whole of life. What have we done? We have just accumulated. And I always say in a Bhagavad Gita, it is already said that the action should be in such a way that there will be abhyuday and second what? Nisreyas. You will get prosperity here also and hereafter also. If you follow Bhagavad Gita, then you will get both things. Without studying Bhagavad Gita, what we are doing? Only one-sided development. Material development is happening. No doubt about that. Material happening, accumulation is happening there. But the other part, second part,
totally.
Rather, we have dirtied our mind more. Your subtle body constitute of mind, na? Impurity of mind is?
Vasana.
Your desires, likes and dislikes. Not doing for the Haritosanam, not doing for the happiness of the Lord, we are doing, instead of Niskam, we are doing Sakam. We are not worshipping Lord, we are worshipping our own ego. So what has happened? My vasanas are
increasing.
So this vasana, capital or the balance, as your in bank statement account, the balance of this period, debit or credit, is carried forward to your next year. Is it not so? Whatever balance you have got, whether overdrawn or you have got a surplus, that goes into the next accounting year. Similarly, your vasana's capital will go to? And where are these vasanas? Manogatan. Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan sthita pragyasa. First line. Where are these vasanas? Manogatan. So this mind is going, na? Ab batao, if we are doing the sakam karma without reading the Bhagavad Gita, so we are taking more impure mind. Now think what we have done for the purification of this mind. Have we done? People don't know. Everybody know. We have to die. And the normally we say in Hindi, chal basa. Chal basa. Chala, basa. That means that jeev has gone out from this place, this body, and he will go and settle in another body, chala. In English, what we say? Dead, gone. So we are not thinking about this part. But the Gita, she said, but if you follow this method, so there will be material prosperity here also in this life, and hereafter also. Ab soch lo, what you have done for the hereafter. Kya kiya hai? Nothing. Ataha pumbhi dvija sreshtha, o sreshtha saunak rishi, varn ashram vibhagasa swanushtitasa dharmasa sansaddi haritosanam. देखो यहाँ पर जो है ना बड़ा भारी कटाक्ष है टू सौनक ऋषि. वाई द सौनक ऋषि वॉज डूइंग ए यज्ञ फॉर गेटिंग समथिंग. वेन एवर यू डू सम यज्ञ इन कर्मकांड इन द ऑल ऑफ द वेदाज मेजॉरिटी पोर्शन इज फॉर द कर्मकांड And people get stuck in that only, karma kand. I want this, I want this, I want Swargalok, I want this, I want to go to Brahmalok. You will get. Do this karma kand, you will get. That is guaranteed. But the all lokas are temporary. All 14 lokas are made of Panch Mahabhuta. Vichar karo, think, are you getting anything permanent there going to the Swarga? No. You have to come back. If you start thinking that way, will you do that yajna now? A Swarga. People, those who are in India, they all think that America is a Swarga. Huh? They earn money, buy a ticket also, chalo ek cosmos trip lagate hain. They earn for say 8-10 years, save money, take a trip, come here, enjoy, swarg se gaya. Think, not from the standard of America, think from the standard of India. How much they had to work to save that much money for visiting America for me 1 month or 3 months. Is it worth? Avichar krito bandha vicharena nivartate. Think how much, what we are doing. How much time we are spending. But for one vasana, how much of effort you have put in? But for one vasana, we have got the scheme there in the Karma Yoga. The Lord has given the scheme. Even in that, the first sloka of Sthita Pragya explains you, if you understand that the sukha is not in America, sukha is inside, all vasanas will go up in one stroke. One stroke, you don't have to exhaust it one by one.
Because then you come to America and then you get 100 more desires. You go to the mall and finish.
No. The moment you come, oh, bolte hai na, iron chain, they bind you. How? Very simple, you all have gone through that way. First day, we all came with maybe $100 or $200 or less than that. And the moment you land, they provide you everything. Ghar chahiye, makan chahiye, aapko gaadi chahiye, everything. Everything on credit. And they will give you one plastic card also. Go on spending. And then you have to repay for 30 years, 40 years. Bolo, pakad liya na aapko. You wanted the sukh of America. You came to America. Now you are caught. You can't leave. Now you have to stay here for 30 years, 35 years, repay your debt. And the, by the time you repay the whole thing, you will find this bar, whole house is all plywood. Again, you have to redo it.
For us, it's good that we came here, rather than abroad, so we came to Yamunotri. We would not have done this in India for us. Guru
village. So, fate jo hai, but this can be exhausted, vasana can be exhausted. We have got the scheme. If you start thinking that, you will get it. And once you act on that, na, immediately you will get the prasannata. Happiness will be coming on your face. You don't have to see anybody. The moment people, even if you find in India, you will see the poor people are more happy than the rich people. More happy in the sense that they will work 8 hours and after that they will sleep on the floor happy.
Dalai Lama has given a very nice that in spite of this more comfort and everything, people are suffering more.
Yeah.
With all these luxuries and everything, they are suffering more.
Yeah, suffering more. Yeah.
That is Kindle Life in the first chapter, first para. kill a life.
This is written in Bhagavat also. You are supposed to come in today's discussion because
the today's that chapter was very good.
Very good chapter.
Thought
we will take up in our next session.
So much to know.
So we have to exhaust our vasana. And this is also guaranteed that you may not get next birth as a human being. Again and again, Shankaracharya says that you may not get the human birth. Why? Because you have accumulated vasana. So exhaust that vasana. Lord will give you appropriate body which may not be human body. It's very scientific thing is going on. According to whatever you give the blueprint, all Mahatma says, we are giving the blueprint to the Lord. Lord is a contractor, simple. He cannot change my plan. If I say, no, I need a room of 10 by 10, he will give you a room of 10 by 10, not 20 by 10. Never he will do that. And every time he will give you a new house.
Never.
He will ever give you a new body. Never old body.
Aap
batao, who is giving blueprint?
The jiva.
Jiva is giving. Each person is giving. And why it is happening? Because I didn't study Gita. I didn't study the manual. Art of living. This is art of living. Bhagavad Gita is the art of living. And that is what we are teaching our children here. They will not understand the meaning, but they will remember even out of 700 shloka, if they remember one shloka, that will change their life. They will change their life. Tasmat, what is to be done next?
Tasmadekena manasa bhagavan sattvatam patihi shrotyavyakirtitavyascha dheya pujyascha nityada.
This we have listened many times. Tasmat. Tasmat means therefore. If you want this thing, that the purification of mind should happen, why it is needed? Because the same mind is going again and again to the next body. How do you prove it? Even I am old, but my mind is young. My body is old, still I want to jump from there to this floor. But hota hai ki nahi hota hai? Mind is young. It is the same mind coming from million years. Million years old mind is this. Accumulating all the vasanas and coming, going from one body to another. Tasmat, therefore, it says, ekena mansa bhagavan satmam pati, ekena mansa, with single pointed. Start listening to the Bhagavad Katha, start listening to the scriptures, start listening to satsang, ekena katha, but how it should be done? Sequence is given. What is that? Sravanasya. First, if you get the opportunity of sravan, then? Nahin. First is the sravanam. When sravan will happen? When teacher is available. Then, first preference should be given to sravan. Next is kirtanam.
If
the teacher is not there, it may so happen teacher is not available. Kya karein? Kirtanam. Kirtanam means the like-minded people, the devotees are there. Sing the glory of Lord. That also will purify your mind. Do you accept? How will that happen? How will that happen? Simple science. At least at that point of time, your mind is in the kirtan. And why it is the loud kirtan is there? They do with the drum and all that, so that your mind don't go. Ekagra karne ke liye. That is the purpose of all the instruments and all that is needed. Kirtanam. Kirtan means like-minded people are there. They are singing the glory of the Lord. It may so happen the devotees are also not there. I am alone. Dhyan. Dhyan of what? not a pijat. Dhyana, Lord, I'm alone. Dhyana, I'm not successful, I'm not able to do.
Dhyana also.
Can't meditate, can't sit at one place for half an hour. Oh, half an hour to bahut jyada hai. 5 minutes I can't sit. Not possible, Dhyana. Puja, do the puja. But this puja has got a very wide connotation. Puja is, it means, Jagat Ishadhi Yukta Sevanam Ashtamurti Deva Pujanam. This puja is not only restricted to this. Yeh puja to bahut chota puja hai. We have restricted the whole world that the Lord is here only in this marble statue, is nowhere else. Out of that also, I don't want this 5 foot Lord Krishna. I want 6 inches Bal Krishna. I will do puja of this only. No! The whole world is Jagat. I mean the Ishwar. Iska puja karna hai.
So that is karma yoga.
That is karma yoga. So the whole idea behind the all sadhana is yen ken prakarena, your mana should be in the Lord. Krishna Niveshayat. In the Lord Krishna.
Mana Krishna Niveshayat.
By any way, Sravan, when you are doing the Sravan, we are talking about the Lord. When you are doing Kirtan, it is only Lord. When you are doing Dhyana, then you are doing Puja. You have to get this thing. What is the aim? Aim is only one. Yena kren prakarena. Put your mind in the Krishna. And where is our mind at this point? Other than Krishna, in the world. In anatma it is there, not in atma. Not in Krishna. The purpose of all sadhana, whether it is Shravan or Kirtan or Dhyana or Puja, this will purify your mind. Purify your mind means the impressions will be of all this. All this means impression will be of Lord Krishna only. Whether you do Shravan, whether you do Kirtan, whether you do Dhyan, or whether you puja. So the vasana will be of Lord Krishna. And if you are not doing Karma Yoga, you see, what is Karma Yoga? We are bringing in the Lord there. I am doing it for the happiness of the Lord. Now the Lord is not in picture. Karma Yoga means Lord is coming in. Whatever we are doing, we will be doing the same thing. But the Lord is coming in. I am doing it for the happiness of the Lord. Yena krena prakarena mana Krishna
niveshayat.
You got it. Our mind is scattered in the world. By any means we have to brought it and bring it to Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna means Atman. We have to brought it. Tasmat ekena mansa bhagavan sattvam pati srotabhya kirtitabhyascha dheyascha pujyachasya nityada. Then it says,
Yadanudhyasina yuktaha karma granthi nivandhanam chindanti ko vidastasya kona kuryat katharatim.
Yad anudhyasina yukta, if you practice this way, what will happen? Karma granthi nibandhanam. Karma granthi nibandhanam. What is karma granthi?
Avidya.
Ah, Premal ji. Good.
What is the Vedantic name?
Anarthakari Parampara. Parampara means it's continuous going on.
Like Guru Parampara.
Guru Parampara.
This is also Anantakari Parampara.
Anant. Anarthakari. Anarth. What is anarth? It will take you from one body to another. But this is Anarthakari Parampara. Continuous. And what is this? Avidya kam karma. Avidya kam karma. Avidya kam. What is avidya? Vasana. According to the vasana, there will be a desire will come in your intellect, and according to the desire, body will act, karma ho gaya, and according to the karma, fruit of action fruit will of come. Action. When the fruit of action will come, you will like it or you won't like it. Likes and dislikes printed. this place Rasagulla is good. The moment you pass that way, this Rasagulla I must have. Again you will come. Again you will come. Avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma.
So there's three names, Anadkari Parampara, Karma Granthi
Nibandhanam
and
Hridayagranthi. Oh, same. All are same.
Same thing. Different term will come.
Bandhan means Anadkari Parampara.
So, again question. This knowledge is available from...
Time immemorial.
But yet we live like this. Why are humans...
Because you are not coming to the mission, not listening, no. Attending the...
So far.
No, this has been answered by Lord in Bhagavad Gita. You see, what happens when we do action, the fruit of action comes quickly. I'm thirsty, I drank a glass of water. You got the result? Immediately. I'm feeling hungry, you ate. Hunger satiated. You got the result? Immediately. Or you are working in a company, you get a paycheck. Immediately you get 30 days after you get it. Daily worker gets his daily wages. You get the result immediately. If you are agriculturist, within 3 months, 6 months, you get the result. So people are more interested in the result. Quickly they get, immediately. But if you start this sadhana,
it takes a long time
and you don't see the result.
Anek janma
bhajanat. You remember it came in the Panchadasi? Why we are worshipping? We are worshipping so that my mind gets purified. How long it will take? It will take long time. Why it will take long time? What is the science? Out of 16-hour waking period, I am giving Lord only 5 minutes. Ab batao, 5 minutes mein kitna purity hoga? How long will it take? The impurity is so much.
1 millisecond of Brahmalok maybe.
So it will take anek janma bhajanat. We are changed, always choosing prayer, not serious. And what is prayer? Prayer will give you immediate result. Immediate result. Watching TV serial, giving you joy immediately. Prayers. But the serious, coming to the Vedanta class, serious, doing sadhana early morning, Brahma Muhurat mein utho, 4 baje, are kaun uthega?
Sardiyon mein so lo thoda.
Subhiji, your question is answered by the Lord. Is it wonder that we don't know this?
Ascharyavat Pashyati.
Karma Granthi Nibandhanam Chindanti Kovida. Kovida means? Those who are the wise men. There is a examination also in Sanskrit called the Kovidhaya. Kovidaha. The knowledgeable, the wise person, who will not go for this thing? Chindanti, you can cut this karma granthi here and now. Who will not like this thing? Ko na kuryat katharitam, who will not like to listen to this katha, which will give us this release from karma bandhan?
Who will not?
Sabhi like karenge
na. That means everybody will like.
Everybody will like. Very simple, Mahatma looks at them. Oh, you want a joy from the world. So to get that joy through that object, what you have to do? You have to put in effort. You have to earn money. Then you go and buy. You take it. Put the rasagulla on the jiva, on the tongue. It will stay there for 30 seconds. The moment it goes down, taste is gone. Khatam. Rasagulla joy is over. But our Shastra says, I will give you the joy, which is the source of Rasagulla joy also. For this, you will not have to put in effort, you don't have to earn money, and it is not dependent on Rasagulla. Shop is not open at night, so I can't get Rasagulla in the night. So this joy, without any effort, it is available 24 hours. Whether are you in India or in America, you need not come to America for that joy. It is available everywhere. And that joy of the object of the world is temporary. This is permanent. This joy of yourself is not dependent on any object of the world. Not dependent on any object of the world. And this is Chetan Sukh. And when it is coming via object, it is Jada Sukha. Ab batao, who will not like this Sukh? Sabko chahiye. Everybody wants Sukh. All beings want Sukh only. Even mosquito wants Sukh also. He also wants Sattvic Sukh. He will come to Guruji. More Sattvic. Everybody wants Sukh. There are a lot more also. We'll see someday else again. Om
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.
Hari Om.